This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling alliance discuss cabinet expansion and upcoming by-election. President Ramchandra Pawdil lauds Nepali culture and tradition as national identity. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says arrangements will be made to allow Nepali citizens outside of the country to vote from abroad. And 27 people die in a clash between Sudan's army and a paramilitary force, leaving 200 injured. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the ruling parties have discussed the matters of cabinet expansion and upcoming by-election. Prime Minister's press expert Manohari Timal Sinha said a meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday discussed the matters of cabinet expansion and upcoming by-election. With the aim of giving full shape to the cabinet, Prime Minister Dahal discussed the matters with Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal. The cabinet expansion has been halted as the Nepali Congress has not sent the names of additional four ministers. Prime Minister Dahal is preparing to give full shape to the cabinet, including four additional ministers from Nepali Congress and two ministers from other parties. President Ramchandra Pawdil says the peculiar culture and tradition have established Nepali identity in the global arena. The head of the state made the remarks in his address to the artists participating in the ongoing Mera Voice Universe and Mera Dance Universe hosted by International Welfare and Support Foundation America in Kathmandu yesterday. Saying that Nepal is a multi-ethnic and multicultural country, the president noted that the country is not only diverse in ethnicity and religion, but also in nature and culture. President Pawdil urged the foundation to continue with the campaign to familiarize Nepali language, culture and literature in the world. Foundation Chairperson Dilli Adhikari informed that the competition was organized to connect Nepali people with their ancestral country through Nepali art and culture. The foundation has brought together Nepali talents from over 52 countries of six continents, excluding Africa and Kathmandu, through Mera Voice Universe and Mera Dance Universe programs. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that arrangements will be made to allow Nepali citizens outside the country to vote from abroad. Addressing a program organized virtually by the CPN Maoist Center Diaspora Coordination Committee on Friday night, Prime Minister Dahal said that such a provision would benefit millions of migrant Nepalis who have been deprived of voting in elections. The Prime Minister stated that the government had been working to improve the foreign employment sector. On a different note, Prime Minister Dahal shared about his imminent visits to neighboring countries. He expressed his commitment to address some of the concerns of the Nepali people during those visits. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kajeshwastha has said development of the much-hyped reservoir-based Budhi Gandaki hydropower project would advance from the upcoming fiscal year. At a program in Palungtar municipality of Gorkha district yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister said the National Pride project would move forward from the upcoming fiscal year and it would have positive impacts on country's economic and social changes. He termed that the project contributes hugely to the entire nation, not only to Gorkha district. The Nepal Airlines Corporation is preparing to operate direct flight from Bhairava-based Gautam Buddha International Airport to New Delhi in India and Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia from the end of coming May. Nepal Airlines Corporation spokesperson Ramesh Pawdil shared that the process of flight permit has been initiated for the direct flight from the Bhairava to these two destinations. Spokesperson Powdell said there would be at least a flight in a week to both destinations. Nepal Airlines Corporation's national flag carrier, Nepal Airlines, has been conducting flights to both of these international destinations from Kathmandu at present. At present, the Jazeera Airways of Kuwait is currently operating its flight from the airport. The Ministry of Health and Population is to observe a nationwide immunization week from the 24th to 30th of April. The Health Ministry stated that this is as part of the Ministry's observation of Nepali month Baisakh as the month of ensuring full vaccination and certification. Dr. Bibek Kumar Lal, Director of the Family Welfare Division under the Ministry, said the campaign aims to administer full vaccination to the left-out children. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Dr. Beduram Bhushal, has said the country could be economically strong by increasing agro-produce. Addressing a program in Lalitpur yesterday, Minister Dr. Bhushal said about 1 million hectares of cultivable land is barren in the country now. Minister Bhushal also urged all to help the ministry to stop the misuse of grant given in chemical fertilizer and agricultural sector, saying he had been effortful to check the grant misuse. Nepal is marking the platinum jubilee of the first ascent of Mount Everest. For the first time, Tenzing Norgay Sherpa and Sir Edmund Hillary reached the top of the Mount Everest on the 29th of May in 1953. To mark the day, a celebration main organizing committee has been formed under the chairmanship of Secretariat Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Suresh Adhikari. Former chairman of the Nepal Mountaineering Association, Chiring Sherpa, said special programs would be organized at Kumzung of Solukhumbu and Kathmandu separately to mark the day. The program is scheduled to be attended by Tenzing Norgay's son, Jamling Tenzing Sherpa, and Hillary's son, Peter Hillary. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. A power struggle between Sudan's army and paramilitary forces rocked the country with 27 reported dead and nearly 200 injured. According to BBC, residents dodged gunfire in the capital Khartoum as rival forces battled over the presidential palace, state TV and army headquarters. Among the dead were three UN workers who were shot after the two sides exchanged gunfire at a military base. The clashes erupted after tensions over a proposed transition to civilian rule. Both the army and its opponents, the rapid support forces, claimed they had control of the airport and all the key sites in Khartoum where fighting continued overnight. Violence was also erupted elsewhere in the country, including in cities in the Darfur region. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has been evacuated unharmed from a public event after what appeared to be a smoke bomb was thrown at him. Local media reported that a man was detained at a scene in Wakayama where Kishida had been due to give a speech. The NHK News agency states that Kishida left the site after the explosion. Prime Minister Kishida has been confirmed safe. Kishida was visiting Asai Kazaki Port in Wakayama Prefecture on Saturday morning to offer support to his party's candidate in a by-election planned later this month. The police arrested the attacker and seized two objects that appear to be iron pipe bomb. A former Indian politician convicted of kidnapping has been shot live on TV along with his brother. Atiq Ahmed was under police escort facing murder and assault charges was talking to journalists when a gun was pulled close to his head. According to BBC, after the shots were fired, three men who had been posing as journalists quickly surrendered and were taken into custody, local media reported. Ahmed's teenage son was shot dead by police days earlier. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Bagmati province and Kentucky province. Brief rain and thundershowers are likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province and at one or two places of hilly regions of rest of the provinces. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 30.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 15.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Top leaders of ruling alliance discuss cabinet expansion and upcoming by-election. President Ramchandra Powder lauds Nepali culture and tradition as national identity. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says arrangements will be made to allow Nepali citizens outside of the country to vote from abroad. And 27 people die in a clash between Sudan's army and a paramilitary force, leaving 200 injured. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.